Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for June 10th, 2022. I'm Rich Strappolino. Apple silicon chips include pointer authentication code, or PAC checks, that are used to protect the CPU against attackers with memory access. However, security researchers at MIT demonstrated a so-called Pac-Man attack on M1 SoCs that can find correct values to pass pointer authentication, thereby bypassing these protections. These attacks would still require physical access to a Mac. The attack involves physical hardware, so a software patch can't fix it. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration posted documents saying it upgraded its investigation into incidents with Tesla's autopilot to an engineering analysis, its second and final phase, before it could determine a recall. This investigation covers Tesla models S, X, 3, and Y vehicles released from 2014 to 2021. The information sources say Meta plans to scale back its planned launch of its AR glasses project Nazir, moving the product from a commercial release in 2024 to a demonstration product. Meta will prioritize a commercial release of its Artemis headset instead. Meta will also reportedly reposition its Portal devices as business products and will no longer release consumer-oriented Portal hardware. At its Financial Analyst Day, AMD announced that Zen 4 CPUs will arrive later this year, offering 8-10% faster instruction per clock than Zen 3, with single-threaded performance gains greater than 15% and more than 25% improved performance per watt. The company will also introduce Zen 5 in 2024 with an all-new microarchitecture and including AI and ML optimizations. On the graphics side, AMD said its RDNA 3 GPU architecture will be built on a 5-nanometer process, offer at least 50% improved performance per watt, and be built on a chiplet design for efficient scaling. Twitter announced its redesigned process for reporting policy violations is now widely available after beginning testing on it back in December. This new process asks users what happened to spark a report rather than initially asking what specific policy was being broken. Twitter said the number of actionable reports increased 50% with the new process. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority plans to launch an investigation into Apple and Google's market power in mobile browsers, as well as into Apple's cloud gaming restrictions. These require game streaming services to have individual apps for games in the App Store rather than a single cloud game streaming service app that can launch a library of games. The CMA also launched a separate investigation into the Google Play billing requirements in the Play Store. Microsoft continued its pro-worker campaign this week, announcing it will no longer include non-compete clauses in U.S. employment agreements and remove them from existing agreements. Microsoft will also no longer include non-disclosure agreements that would prevent employees from revealing allegations of misconduct. It will also publish findings from a third-party civil rights audit and publicly disclose salary ranges for U.S. jobs starting in January 2023. Not mentioned on stage at WWDC, iPadOS 16 supports DriverKit, a framework originally introduced with macOS Catalina that lets device makers develop drivers. On M1-equipped devices, iPadOS 16 supports USB, PCI, and audio devices, letting developers with macOS drivers easily port them to the platform. Microsoft began testing tabs in File Explorer with select Windows 11 insiders in the Dev channel, although cautioned this is a limited rollout until it gets feedback from testers. Microsoft also began testing more dynamic content in Windows 11 taskbar widgets with automatically refreshing sports, finance, and breaking news widgets. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say updated 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pros with M2 SoC variants could ship by late 2022 or early 2023, offering up to 12 CPU cores and 38 GPU cores on the high end. Gurman also says a 15-inch MacBook Air with M2 could ship as early as next spring, with Apple also working on a new 12-inch laptop that could be ready by early 2024. Meanwhile, sources tell Ross Young of Display Supply Chain Consultants that Apple began work on a 14.1-inch iPad Pro that could launch early next year. And finally, since early this year, HTC teased that it would release a phone with some kind of metaverse feature, likely an integration with its Viveverse VR strategy. The company sent out a save the date, promising more details on the device on June 28th. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.